Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today, it's Joey B on the road at the fly fishing show. I'm going to meet up with two men who are making a difference. Dan and Ed are involved with the excellent organization called Project Healing Waters. This group helps our servicemen and women. Our on-the-road show takes place in the lobby of the Doubletree Motel near the restaurant. So instead of animal background noise, which is typical for Joey B. Outdoors, it's the clanging of dishes. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's go on the road with Dan and Ed. So this is Joey B on the road, and I am here with Healing Waters with Dan and Ed from Healing Waters. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So, Dan, first, you tell me a little bit about what do you do with Healing Waters?
So I'm the, with Project Healing Waters, I'm the Chief Marketing and Strategic Communications Officer. I also volunteer when time allows with the Syracuse, New York program. And I started with the organization as a volunteer, wearing many hats as a volunteer, a program leader, and a deputy regional coordinator. Now I'm very pleased to be able to serve on a national level.
So you're doing it all.
Trying my best.
Trying your best. And Ed, what about you?
Well, I'm stepping kind of in the backside of that in the same way. I started out as a volunteer as well. In fact, I'm from Syracuse, New York. So I got to know Dan over the years that I've been affiliated with Project Healing Waters, and we've done some projects together, done some fishing together, some collaboration together on certain projects. And I started out as a volunteer, moved into an assistant program lead to a program lead, and now I'm the deputy regional coordinator for the New York, New Jersey area, responsible for all the programs that are north of the city, so to speak. Out of the 21 programs we have in our region, I have, I believe it's 8 at this time that I am responsible for and overseeing.
Now, I know that in a fun way, as we were walking over to do the recording, you guys said from Syracuse and lake effect snow. So what's it like just fishing-wise or wintertime? Do you guys ever get out?
Oh, yeah. I was out fishing just this past weekend in my favorite little local stream. Caught a couple nice brown trout. But as I say, there really is no off-season in upstate New York. We have the eastern basin of Lake Ontario provides us with great steelhead fishing. It's a good lake run fishery, as well as a lot of our local trout streams have year-round sections. So there really is no off-season.
None at all. We're very blessed that we have at least 3 that are open 365 a year for us that are very close to where we live, and very wadeable, very fishable from the banks. And then, of course, we're a hop, skip, and a jump from the Salmon River, where we have some awesome, awesome fishing.
No, I've done that as well. So yeah. With Project Healing Waters, what is the mission?
The mission of Project Healing Waters is the organization is dedicated to the physical and emotional recovery of injured and disabled military service personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing, fly tying, rod building, associated activities, including education and clinics.
That is awesome. Can you find it throughout the country? That's the key thing.
Yes. Absolutely. So there, we currently have over 200 programs across the United States. We're represented in all 50 states, as well as an affiliate program in Canada, Australia, and we actually just this past year opened up 2 programs serving U.S. military service personnel in Germany on some of the big bases over there.
That is awesome. So a question, when servicemen and women are home, how do they find, because I'm going to talk to you about the volunteer side of it, but how do they find out about Project Healing Waters?
So there's a number of ways. We work very closely with the Department of Veteran Affairs and as well as the Department of Defense. So they'll find out about it not only through those referrals from therapists, hospitals, warrior transition battalions, those sort of things act as referral agents. In addition, peer recommendations one veteran to another is a mighty powerful thing, as well as through outreach on, you know, social media, web, and a lot of these outreach initiatives that we do, working collaboratively with other nonprofits and federal entities.
And another thing that happens is sometimes when they get into some of these facilities where they're going through rehabilitation and there's a Healing Waters program there, they're only there for just a short period of time, and then they transition into their own community. We refer them to the closest program that's available for them and make sure that program is able to get in touch with them and vice versa so that they can continue their journey of healing.
That, see, to me, that is an awesome thing, because there is something for them as soon as they do get home. And like you're saying, also, now we have it abroad as well, where, again, our military, and the reason why you and I are able to sit here this morning is we're free because of the men and women and their sacrifice. And if we could help them in any way, to me, like, I'm like the all-American guy, or I'd like to say that I am, because we're free, we get to do these things. Hey, think about this. We're at a fly fishing show today because they're out there doing what they do to keep us free, and that's an awesome thing. And Ed, let me ask you a question. You said you volunteered. How did you get involved, like the actual volunteering piece of that?
I was at the VA one day with another veteran, and we happened to see a notice on a bulletin board that talked about free fly fishing and fly tying. And had no idea what it was affiliated with or associated with. And I just showed up on that Friday, and I got hooked, so to speak. And a lot of the VAs, as I'm learning in my position, do the same thing. They put those announcements up on their bulletin boards. They put them out in the community, talking about Healing Waters and talking about the opportunity for them to learn how to tie flies and fly fish. All of this program offers is at no cost to any of these veterans while they're in the program. We provide all the equipment for them to tie their own flies, take the flies with them. We get them out on the stream. They use our rods and reels, everything at no cost to them. And eventually what happens, of course, is when they get energized through this whole process, they end up buying their own equipment specifically for them. So, and that's what happened with me. You open my closet, and it's like I got a fly tying shop in there.
well, the other side of it is, you guys know this, when you see that word free, as I walk through the fly fishing show today, everywhere there will be a free, and your nose sort of pokes in a little bit. Dan, what about the equipment? Who provides the equipment for Project Healing Waters?
We are tremendously fortunate and really blessed to have tremendous support throughout the entire fly fishing industry. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, so we are dependent upon grants, charitable contributions to fund our activities. A lot of that support comes in the form of product from our industry partners, great companies like Orvis and Temple Fork Outfitters, and really everybody that you see out there on the floor today at the fly fishing show. We're truly blessed to have their support and enable us to provide our programs around the country with equipment that our participants can use.
That is awesome. And now, because they also have a stake in this as well, and all the companies, and I think that's great. And you and I were chatting about TFO and Rick Pope and his commitment to Project Healing Waters. Now, from someone on the outside who has nothing to do with fly fishing, can they donate financially to Project Healing Waters?
Yes. So a great thing to do, whether you're looking to donate financially, volunteer, or participate if you're an injured or disabled veteran, visit our website. So donating is very easy. It's, again, we're 501c3 nonprofit and sort of reliant upon individual contributions. A small amount can go a long way. But by visiting our website, projecthealingwaters.org, that'll really take you through those steps. And we are honored by the support of thousands of people that support our cause and the men and women that we serve.
That is awesome. Now, next question is Trout Unlimited involved in what you do?
Yes.
And I am a TU member, so
sure.
That is something that's important
to
me.
So our programs are reliant upon Trout Unlimited chapters, International Federation of Fly Fishing Clubs, and independent fly fishing clubs around the country. So in order to have a viable Project Healing Waters program, we partner with one of these local groups, be that a Trout Unlimited, an IFFF, or an independent fly fisher club. And that really provides us with a knowledgeable base of volunteers to start, people who are well-versed in fly fishing and this sort of unique form of therapy that we're providing to these disabled veterans. So each club is sponsored. Ed, in Syracuse, it's the Madison County chapter and the Iroquois chapter of Trout Unlimited that sponsor it there. But, you know, places, many of our Florida programs are sponsored by IFFF programs. And really, we're relying upon, you know, really the wonderful community that exists in this great sport that we all love.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. It's something we all love. So it's like, and you guys know this, to be able to share something with what you love with a serviceman or woman, there's no greater cause than that. So, Dan, I just wanted to thank you personally for taking the time. Ed, I wanted to thank you personally for taking the time. And this is Joey B. on the road. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Joey.
Privilege to be on.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeybe.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.